Dear Cheap Astronomy, why does the universe expand? Here at Cheap Astronomy, we think this is the question that everyone should be asking. That is, why, rather than how, is the universe expanding? The question of how the universe is expanding is generally answered with the waffly concept of dark energy, even though dark energy was only brought in fairly recently, when it became apparent that the universe's expansion has been accelerating over time. It was as though everyone had been okay with the idea that the universe was steadily expanding, but as soon as we knew the expansion was accelerating, we needed to conjure up a mysterious force to explain it. Before the acceleration finding, cosmologists were already anticipating the universe's expansion rate was either constant, accelerating, or decelerating. The fact that we've now qualified it's accelerating is an important finding, but there is still the underlying question of why the universe expands at all. What we know is that it's expanding now, and when we look farther out into the universe, and hence farther back in time, it's apparent the expansion rate that's happening now has increased from what it was in the past. These findings do imply the universe was much smaller earlier in its lifetime, but that's about all it implies. The clinching evidence for the Big Bang model of the universe's origin is really the cosmic microwave background, which possesses the same temperature, 2.7 Kelvin, everywhere we look. The existence of the cosmic microwave background implies the whole universe must have once existed at a very high and very uniform temperature, and since then it has cooled substantially by virtue of it expanding, so it hasn't actually lost any of the heat it started with. The expansion has just spread that heat out. This then is one possible answer to the question of why the universe expands, so that it can cool. Okay, it's not much of an answer, since if you then asked why does it have to cool, the answer would just be because that's what hot things do. A fundamental feature of the universe as we know it is that energy will naturally disperse rather than concentrate, which is essentially the second law of thermodynamics. Another thing to consider is that time always moves forward. If you ask why, there's no clear answer beyond pointing out that time clearly and obviously does move forward. What's curious here is that we don't hear a lot of people saying there must be some kind of mysterious force that drives it forward. Well, okay, there probably are some people saying that, but not many. So, consider then that time is not something that exists in isolation. It's just one aspect of space-time. So again, isn't it curious that we're fine with the idea that time goes forward, because that's what it does, but as soon as we learn that space is expanding, we insist there must be something driving it to expand. At least in the current universe, space, or more correctly space-time, only expands in intergalactic voids where there is insufficient mass-energy density to exert a gravitational holding together of that volume of space. So if it is just the case that space-time naturally expands, in the absence of matter telling it how to curve, then there is a certain logic in the finding that the expansion of voids accelerates as those voids get bigger and emptier. But before we go too far here, if it's starting to sound like cheap astronomy has all the answers, no. We have no idea why the universe expands. Haven't a clue. We're just suggesting a different perspective on the problem, where you don't have to leap to the conclusion that there's an all-powerful force controlling everything, to quote Han Solo. Nor are we encouraging everyone just to accept that things are what they are and stop asking questions. Indeed, that is one of the problems with dark energy. It sounds like an answer, so people stop asking questions, thinking we can just wait until someone figures out what this dark energy stuff is. So all we are suggesting, here at Cheap Astronomy, is that we should at least entertain the possibility that dark energy isn't actually anything.